We waited at Crestwood Bowl until just after dark. There was no sign of Telly or the money. We listened to the scanner and the radio. As far as we knew, he was still on the run. With partial interest, I followed a Lincoln Town car back to Cowboy Roy's. We needed to talk things over. Had to stay on this if we wanted to get paid. I'd used a payphone outside the bowling alley to call Chief Carraway. I asked him what he knew. He said, "Them boys was either damn lucky or damn good." He asked me again what I knew about Norm Russo, but I kept what I'd learned to myself. I still had a few angles of my own to work. I left out my involvement with Big Tony and Doyle. The chief told me, "Try a little harder. Do what you gotta do." He said it was important. Maybe if I broke this case, he could pull a few strings. Said he'd like to see me back on the force. When he asked about my drinking, I told him it was under control. I was sober as a judge. And for a couple of hours every day, I was. "I want you to work with one of my guys on this." I was surprised to hear that. Usually, if I did anything for the chief, it was in an unofficial capacity. And I always worked alone. I did things my way and got results. I wasn't bound by the usual constraints. Words like due process and Miranda rights had no place in my vocabulary. My old man played by the rules, and I saw where that got him. "Who you have in mind?" I asked. "Ron Beachy." Surprised, I asked, "Amish Ron?" "The very same," Chief Carraway replied. I told him that was fine, said I was happy to help, but working this case with Detective Beachy was going to fuck everything up for me. Amish Ron was a legend in police work. He'd grown up Amish, but somewhere along the way he'd converted, became one of us.